Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
71 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Cloudy.
72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0200 hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0300 hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0400 hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0500 hours.
Cloudy.
72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0600 hours.
Cloudy.
72
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0700 hours.
Cloudy.
72
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0800 hours.
Cloudy.
70
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0900 hours.
Cloudy.
72
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1000 hours.
Cloudy.
72
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Cloudy.
73
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Cloudy.
73
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Cloudy.
79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Clear. 81 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 82 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 86 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny. 87 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is Keith LLC in the mobile. Just checking to see if I can hit anybody. Just put the radio in the vehicle. Keith LLC. Anybody out here? Hello. Keith LLC trying. Yeah, terrible thing. Negative contacting anybody out here. Keith LLC, you're clear.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Thunderstorm. 77 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is NADRL. I'll be taking pre-net check-ins for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net. Please call.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec, KU8, PCQ, Dave in Bay City. No traffic.
Good evening, Dave. This is NADRL. Anyone else for pre-net check-in for tonight's net?
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, TC8VOA, Saginaw. No traffic.
And good evening, Q-Rick. Anyone else for pre-net check-ins?
KDA-PAZ, Mini, Mark, no topic.
And good evening to you, Mini. Anyone else for the pre-net?
This is KF8EVQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
And good evening to you, Mike. All right, one last call for pre-net, and then we'll be getting back on for the net in just a few minutes.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is David. My call sign is NADRL.
Tower.
And I am located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have KE8PCQ, KC8VOA, KD8PAZ, and KF8EDQ. You need not check in again. At this time, I'll take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or in and out. Let's check for any Echolink stations. And regular check-ins, please call now.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf, Whiskey Golf, Mary from Saginaw County. I checked in earlier, but you didn't say my name, and so I'm checking in on a mobile.
Oh, good evening, Mary. KF8, GWG. I missed the last part of your transmission. Over.
I'm just checking in. I'm checking earlier. But I'm on a mobile. Thank you. No traffic.
Are there any other check-ins? And thank you, Mary. Are there any other check-ins for tonight's net?
November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bada Franklin, Union Gate.
Good evening, Bob. N8KPR. Anyone else? All right. Well, let's go ahead. We'll get right to it. David, you are up first with Rick to follow. K8PCQ.
N8ERL in the group. K8PCQ here. Well, about an hour ago, we had a tremendous downpour. Pretty much dried everything off, but I'll tell you what, the humidity is unbelievable. Did some chicken wings on the grill tonight and had corn. It was a great day. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Roger that, Dave. Yeah, I don't think we got much rain here. I was kind of watching the radar, and it kind of seemed to fizzle out. I don't know if we'll get any more tonight or not, but yeah, you're right. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive humidity, and I think I saw up to like about 86, 87 on the thermometer today. Up next is Rick, KC8VOA. Minnie, you'll be up to follow.
Well, good evening, Dave, and good evening to everybody in the net, and for those that are out there listening. It's been a busy, hectic week this week. On Monday, I lost my nephew. He was 28 years old. So that was an unfortunate event. Has taken some time up and so forth. And then I was supposed to go to the board meeting on Wednesday, but Wednesday I forgot I had an eye exam, and that eye exam dilates my eyes, and that kind of lays me up after the exam is done. Not able to drive or anything after that for a good 12 to 24 hours sometimes. So got through that. Ended up going up north for Saturday and come back Sunday. All in all, it's been a decent week. And so with that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control. KC8VOA back to N8ERL. Oh, one last thing. Mary, you may have doubled with somebody else, and that may be why we didn't hear you. So the stronger radio tends to get through, and the weaker one tends not to. And sometimes it just ends up being a garbled mess where you can't hardly understand anything when you're on net control. So with that, I'm going to turn back over to net control. KCAVOA, back to NAERL.
Rick, very sorry for your loss. So never easy to lose a family member. So very, very sorry. And I know what you mean about these eye exams. I guess the older we get, the more they lay us up. But I trust you had a good weekend up north. Minnie, you are up next, KDAPAZ, with Mike to follow. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, NADRL. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys and to Marianne here. It's good to hear her in here again tonight. And Rick, I'm sorry for your loss there. I know what it's like to lose someone we love. And anyway, not much going on. I'm working on another puzzle. It's called Life on the Farm. So it's 1,000 pieces. I started it the other day, and it's a little bit harder to do. A lot of fall colors in there, and a barn and some cows. So but I'll get it done, but I've been working on it since, I think, Tuesday. So it's a little hard to do, but I'll get it done. This is KDAPAZ back to NADRL.
Find business on that, Betty. Being a farm boy myself, I'm going to be looking for that on Facebook, and may take a picture of it. So very good on that. Mike, you're up next. KF8 EDQ with Mary to follow. Go ahead, Mike.
NADRL, KFA, EDQ. Yes, good evening, Dave. Good evening to everybody. I went up camping this weekend. I went up to the Asabo River up on Lao Dam, and I managed to fit in a couple of parks on the air activations, and just overall had a good time. The weather was good for us, and the water was very low, though. It was much lower than it usually is. And other than that, everything worked out for us. So I took my three dogs, and I took one of my buddies up with me. His name is Ben, and we had a good time. So we're happy to be back. We missed all the rain. KF8 EDQ, back to that.
Okay, Mike. Well, good deal. I'm glad that you had a good time camping. And well, I'm sure the dogs had a great time too. Mary, you are up next, KF8GWG. Mary, thank you for joining tonight. Bob, you'll be up to follow. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening. This is KF8GWG. Mary, nothing much to report. I'm starting to know my Baltimore radio. I'm getting to know it a little bit better, and just going slow. Other than that, a busy week coming up this week, and then not too much after that. I'll turn it on to you, M-A-D-R-L. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Mary. Well, welcome to the hobby. I hope you're enjoying it, and thank you for joining us tonight. N-A-K-P-R, Bob, you're up next, and we'll be at the end of the list. I should have took a standby in there somewhere, but we'll go ahead and take it. Take a standby after Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
This is NEPPR. Good evening, everybody. I got home from camping about 5:30 or so this evening. Checking the rain gauge, we got 0.1 tenth. Had 1/10 of an inch in the rain. But for the last half an hour, it's been, we had a pretty good downpour here. I can't tell how much, because I think it's still raining, though. You can't tell from the basement. But, pretty good downpour. So we may have gotten, a few more tenths of an inch. We'll see tomorrow morning when I check the rain gauge. I think we're supposed to, a chance anyway, tonight to get some more rain. We'll see how that hospitals. I think I heard some after 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock tonight. We could definitely use it, though. Definitely use it. And other than that, I didn't do a whole lot of north. Just, I had to level out my trailer. I had to stick a piece of some boards underneath the one side and got it in between the lines. Got it in between the lines, so we're good. I could tell the doors would kind of swing to one side all the time. I'm like, yeah, I suppose I should get the 4 foot level out and see what's going on. So anyways, we got that taken care of, and I got the grass cut, and that's about it, really. Up there with family and friends, and played some cards, and, well, have a good time. I'll turn it back to you, Dave. This is KPR.
Yo. Okay, Bob. Well, just looking at the radar, it looks like you're getting a pretty good shot, and looks like you've got a pretty good storm going up in the Thunder, Carroll, and to the east of Carroll. Looks like it's coming down pretty good. And that's just built up like that, just pretty quick. It was over here, over us in West Side Saginaw. Boy, we didn't get to... when you get maybe a few sprinkles, so we're still pretty dry, and very good, and having a good time up north. All right, that puts us at the end of the list. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's Sunday night in Michigan Net? This is NADRL. Please call.
This is NADNTN, Beaver Township, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up Doug, N8NTN. Doug, you're up. Go ahead.
No, I was hearing things about there being storms and stuff out there, and I've been watching out the window here. And according to what I saw on 5's radar, I was supposed to be getting it, but I didn't get a drop. I didn't get anything at all. So I'm not sure where it went around me, I guess. Interesting to watch.
NTN.
Talk to y'all later.
Hey, okay, Doug. Yeah, it showed the radar. We were supposed to get a little bit, but I think we got a couple of sprinkles, and that was about it. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's The Michigan Net? Please call. This is NADRL. All right. Let's go to the back to the top. K8PCQ, Dave, you're up with Rick DePaulo. Go ahead, Dave.
NADRL, K8PCQ here. I wonder, we show a little more than, like, here over one-tenth that we got this afternoon, but I wonder, it's been so dry that if the precipitation just disappears into the sky before it hits the ground, it's kind of bad. The ARRL has a new kit. I built their NFED antenna a couple years ago, and now they've got an 80-meter section that you can add on it. And I think I'm going to pull the plug on that and build it. That would work out good. With that said, everybody have a great week. K8PCQ, 73, back to net.
Yeah, fine business, Steve. I've not tried the NFED antenna yet. I had one, and I wasn't using it, and then I sold it, and then I kind of wish I would have kept it, but I'd be interested to see how your 80-meter section works. A lot of guys say they really work well. Rick, you are up with many to follow, KC8DOA.
Well, good evening again. So this week, Saturday, is the 70th anniversary for the club. And so just wondering who had reserved that spot on the net here and who may not have. For myself this week, I've got a lot of little projects in the loop, trying to get done, wrapped up, etc. And looking forward to this coming weekend. And next week. KADAC,
repeater Saginaw.
I am going to turn it, oh, my rain gauge shows 900s. We had horizontal rain come down when that came through, and I'm about 2 to 3 miles from Dave. I'm a little bit further north than Dave, but not that much further north. So just a little bit difference in location makes a big difference. And with that, I'll turn it back over to net control. KCVOA back to N8ERL.
Yeah, okay, Rick, well, my wife and I will be there. Well, at least that's the plan. And I think, I don't know, I guess I did talk to Mike not too long ago, but I forgot to ask him if we were getting filled up or not. But hopefully we will, and I guess the way Mike said, things are going pretty well, planning is going pretty well, so we're looking forward to it. So 73 to you. Minnie, you are up, KDAPAZ, and then we'll take a quick standby, and then it'll be up to Mike. Go ahead, Mike, Minnie.
Good evening there again, Dave. This is KDAPAZ, and I will be there on Saturday, and I think Ron said there he had 42. So the RSVP, so that's a pretty good crowd. He's got place for 45, so anyway, not much else. Like I say, I'm working on this puzzle, and when I get it done, I will put a picture of it on Facebook so you can see. I know what farm life is like, too. I grew up on a farm, so I took care of cows and pigs and chickens and horses and you name it, we had it. So we even had a turkey that used to chase us. The bus driver would drop us off at the door and make sure we got inside so the turkey couldn't get us. Anyway, this is KDAPAZ back to NADRL.
Yeah, I didn't realize, Minnie, how much I liked the farm until I was gone, I guess. Pretty much liked all aspects of it, except I did not like, really didn't like weeding the beans, and that was not my favorite thing to do. I can still remember the big old black flies buzzing around with the 80 degree temps out in that bean field, but there was a lot of things I did like about being on the farm. Let's take a quick standby before we go to Mike. Is there anyone else who'd like to check in for tonight's net? This is NADRL. Mike, you are up with Mary to follow, KF8EDQ.
Yep, good evening again, Dave. Not much else to report. I got a busy week this week, and of course, the 70th or the 73rd anniversary dinner is next weekend. I don't plan on attending. I didn't RSVP or anything, but there's a couple of things going on at the animal shelter this week, and that's probably what I'll be doing next weekend is walking dogs. So, yeah, I think that's about it. I don't really have much else to report. I hope everyone has a good week, and we'll catch everyone tomorrow. KF8EDQ, back to net.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Very good. Well, I forgot to mention the very good flying business on setting up the parks on the air. Just real quick before you run, do you have any idea how many parks you've activated?
Well, I've only activated the Caucallen River flooding area. I forget what it's called. It's out in Shields area at the end of, I can't think of the road now. But it's out in Shields. So there's it's like the Shiawassee game state and game area. I've only activated that once, but the park I activate the most is here on National Forest, US 4488, because it includes the Asabo River, So I end up setting up my radio at camp, and then, you know, I will off and on, I'll make contacts, and sometimes I make a ton of contacts, like hundreds of contacts over a weekend, but this last weekend was a little bit more laid back. I only made 30 contacts over the course of two activations, one for Saturday and one for Sunday, so I'm mostly... I've activated here on National Forest, I think, seven times now. So I'll be doing the Shiawassee parts a little bit more too. But back to that.
Okay, well that's very interesting, Mike. I've never had a chance to do that. Never even been around to watch anybody do that. I know. I thought there was some talk about. Maybe doing the club was maybe going to do that, or maybe it was one of the other clubs was going to set up an activation, but I haven't heard anything about it. Mary, you are up next, KF8GWG, with Bob to follow. Go ahead, Mary.
Nothing else to say tonight, just listening and learning. I hope you all have a great weekend. This is KF8GWG. Thank you.
Okay, Mary. Well, you have a great week, too. Again, thank you for joining us. NAKPR, Bob, you are up with Doug DePaulo. Go ahead, Bob.
This is NAKPR. Dave, I don't have a whole lot more to add. Actually, I don't have anything to add. Just probably go out and check my plans. Let's see. Stop raining right now. So maybe... I know I got some potted plants that could probably... I know they need water because I have a tomato... One tomato plant that I started late and put it in a pot, and then I got a cucumber that I got in, like a above ground type thing. The leaves didn't look too well when I come home, they're all wilted and that. But my garden, you know, it'll go several days without rain or without being watered. So these plants I got up by the house, they're kind of needy. So I'll probably give them a bunch of water and go out to the garden and see if I have anything to pick. Of course, if they're all muddy now, I have to put on my mud shoes and go out there. But maybe I'll wait till tomorrow morning and I drive out there. But thanks for doing that, Dave. Send me trees, everybody, and now I'll talk to you some of this tomorrow night. Back to Net Control, same AKPI.
Okay, Bob. Well, great on the garden. Yeah, our little raised garden. We got a ton of tomatoes. Cucumbers didn't work out quite so good. We got a few. We're still getting a few, but man, we got tomatoes, so we're eating a lot of tomatoes. And it's funny. Sometimes you offer friends and neighbors and family, hey, you want some tomatoes? And sometimes you get a yes, sometimes you get a no. But it seems like lately we've been getting a lot of no's. So let's move on to Doug, N8NTN, and put this at the end of the list. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, I just was looking out the window, and I can see a little bit of disturbance in the dust on the old car sitting out there. And so it may have done
KABAC,
something, but I don't
find
that evidence of it. So it probably all evaporated before it got to the ground. That's been happening a lot up here. So, see y'all later. I'll be talking to you tomorrow night. And 8 and 10, back to Matt.
Yeah, that very well could be. And it was pretty fast moving. I was kind of watching it on the radar. It didn't, these little cells weren't hanging around too much. So, okay, we're at the end of the list. Let's make one last call for anybody who would like to join us for tonight's net. This is NADRL. Okay, well, just a couple of things from me. I found out that I have a superpower, and that is my superpower is I figured a two-day cleanup for one of my garages I started last week, and took a lot longer, so my superpower is that I can turn a two-day job into a seven-day job. So I guess that's just me getting a little bit old. And I was able to work Franz Joseph Lind, the activation up in the Arctic. Worked him on 30 meters. So I was happy to do that. Do we have anyone who would like to make any more comments or rechecks before we close the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 participants. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated. This is David and the ATRL. This net is now closed at 2328 Zulu or 727, I should say, a local time. 73, everyone, and have a good week.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 82 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 74 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.